greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's L-O-B-D-E-L-L Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
K-A-Y-T, Gina Alexandria, 88.1.
The blessing of the Lord. Shepherd, and I shall not walk. He making me to lie down in green pasture. He leading me beside the still waters. And you say yes, he restored. He restores my soul. Can you say yes? I'm gonna email the devil just for you now and let him know. Yay! Though I walk. Gonna make me preach it here to the family of the shadows of death, but I feel no evil. Brother, onward to me, that rod and the staff that comfort me. Can you say yes? I got another one for you. This is for your enemies. God told me to tell you, he gonna take care of your enemies. And God said, I spread a table right in the presence.
James Brodnick's Ministries presents the Master Key Program for disciplining your mind for good health, success, prosperity, and blessings. Apostle Brodnick's will teach you biblical principles and proven techniques right out of the Word of God that will establish you into abundant living. The Bible tells us that God gave some apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. This ministry is designed to help you perfect your faith. Now, here is your host, Apostle Brodnick.
Hey, God bless you and greetings. And at all-powerful, blessing, and healing name of Jesus Christ. This is your friend and your apostle of prayer, Apostle James Brodnick, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God. Yes, my dear friend, today is your day for your miracle. And I believe with all of my heart, all of my soul, and with all of my mind that this is your year to enjoy the goodness of God. Well, 3 John 2 says, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. And I believe with all of my heart, all of my soul, and all of my mind, it is the will of God for the child of God to prosper and enjoy the abundant life that Jesus promised. Well, Jesus said in St. John 10:10, I am come that you have life, in that you have it more abundantly. That is a promise for every born again believer. But I love what Isaiah said in Isaiah 1:19. He said, if you be willing and obedient, you should eat the good of this land. That means that you enjoy life right here in the earth realm. Yes, in the earth realm. Well, you know, I am here today to encourage you, to encourage you to reach for those promises of God right there in the Bible. Everything I need, everything you need, it's right here in the Word of God. Isaiah 40 and verse 8 says, the grass withered, the flower faded, but the word of our God, it shall stand forever. Well, today I want to pray with you and pray for you and believe God for the blessings and for the miracles that you need in your life. You know, I have been praying and helping God's people now 36 years, 36 plus years. And through this prayer ministry, I have seen Jesus raise individuals up off of their bed of affliction and heal them from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. And one thing I do know, that Jesus is no respecter of person, but he is a respecter of faith. Because without faith, it is impossible to please God. And they that come to God must believe that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Yes, without faith, you cannot please God. But when you come in faith and we pray to God in that all-powerful, blessed, and healing name of Jesus, prayers are answered. Yes, beloved child of God, call me right now at 318-754-0382. 318-754-0382. 318-754-0382. Yes, I am here in this prayer room. And today, I'm ready to pray for you and believe God for the miracle that you need in your life. But right now, I'm taking you into one of my miracle working blessing and healing crusades, and I want you to hear people, ordinary people just like you. They was listening to the broadcast. They came to the crusade. They stood in the prayer line. I prayed the prayer of faith in that all-powerful blessing and healing name of Jesus, and they received their miracle. Well, the good news is this. You could be the next one bragging on God. Just like this.
Yes, anointed with that oil.
Anointed with that oil.
And the pain just went
away. The pain just went away. Hallelujah.
Somebody clap those hands and give God praise. Oh, hallelujah. Come on, dear. What happened to you?
I want to praise God for my shoulder pain this morning. I've had it for a couple of days.
When you came here with shoulder pain for at least 2 days.
And it's gone.
And I never laid hands on you.
No, sir.
Just through the preaching of the word of God.
It's gone.
And you can move it?
It's gone.
It's gone?
It's gone.
Oh, somebody give God some praise.
And my blood pressure was like 220 over 120. Before I came to service, I had a real dizzy headache. And after he prayed and everything, it just went away. And I haven't had any dizziness since. And I thank God for that. And I thank you for praying.
So God gave you a miracle.
Yes, yes, he did. And I'm going to tell it from now on because, I mean, I've been having a lot of problems, and now I don't have a problem at all. And I thank God.
Now, how you feeling?
I'm great.
Tell us what happened to you when you came to the Lord. Your time. That's all right.
I've had osteoarthritis bad in both knees for the last 5 years, and I've been set free.
And now you're here.
I know my knees are fine because when I've been down there, it hurt real bad.
It's not hurt.
But not anymore.
You can walk on them. You can run on them. We're going down through there. Oh, but you're bending down. Okay, pick them up. Let me see. Hey.
I'm not used to running.
You're not even, you couldn't run?
I couldn't run.
You couldn't do even that fast what you just?
No, and I'm like, I didn't know how to run.
Woo!
Along.
Josh, she said it had been so long she had forgot how to run. But look at her picking those legs up and giving her Jesus some praise. Didn't nobody do it but?
Jesus.
My first name is Janice, born and raised in Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
The night you was here, you called up everyone for prayer for cancer and everything. Well, they had diagnosed me with cancer in my breast.
Mm-hmm.
And to the point I had to wear like little breast pads because my breast would be leaking.
Mm-hmm.
And when you prayed for me, it felt like a burning sensation was going through my breast. And I just thank God because today and after that night of service, I don't have to wear no pads inside my bra. And I just give God all the honor and glory.
When Apostle Broadnecks pray and prophesy, miracles happen.
Well, praise the Lord, Pastor Barnett.
This, my name is Sister Maddie Moore. You went to Pastor Jackson Church here in Brooklyn, and you prayed for me for my hepatitis C. And I want to tell you, praise the Lord, that my hepatitis C is gone and my liver is healed. Praise the Lord. Maddie Moore, you was at Pastor Jackson Church. Y'all, Maddie Moore. And I thank you so much and praise the Lord. And God bless you and your congregation and your family and wife. Oh, but that is my testimony. God healed me from hepatitis C. Maddie Moore, God bless you.
Said that I was going to come up here and testify, so each time that I would come, I wouldn't come up here. Mm-hmm. But tonight I said I'm going to do it. Pastor Cynthia brought me here one night.
And it's Pastor?
Yeah, in Owen.
And Owen.
I appreciate it.
All right, amen.
Brought me here,
mm-hmm. And
you was here.
Mm-hmm.
And I had just got out of the hospital. They said my heart was condition was a rare fibrillating.
Mm-hmm.
And the second time I had went in there, they said it wasn't. They couldn't stop it. It was beating just like a drum. It wouldn't stop. And they say I was threatened a heart attack, a stroke, or all that. And the Lord allowed you to call me out, and it felt like explosions was going in my chest.
Ooh,
I couldn't walk from here to here. And I couldn't breathe good. It felt just a terrible feeling. But that night you prayed for me, I ain't been back to hospital since.
Woo! Somebody clap those hands and give him praise.
Because we serve a God that's able to do exceedingly abundantly above anything we could ever ask or think. We planted a seed, and there was an opportunity that came up. And I'm like, when I saw the opportunity, why can't nobody else see this opportunity? And it was so apparent to me. And God showed me exactly how to present it to the company, how to market it, how to package it, the whole nine yards. And I'm standing here to tell y'all that on Wednesday, God gave me and my wife our own business. Okay? He gave us our own business on Wednesday. We closed on our house on Thursday, and my last day on my job was on Friday. Hallelujah! Now this is the God that we serve. This is the God that we serve. And if you don't want to praise him, I'll praise him for myself. I'm telling you what I saw for myself. I'm telling you, I saw it. Just praise your way through and keep giving and trust in the man of God. Amen.
Well, beloved child of God, we are almost at the close of another Master Key faith building program. Well, faith coming by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And I believe with all of my heart, soul, and mind that the strongest action that any person can take in any situation is to pray. And that's why today I want to pray for you, and I want to pray with you for the miracle that you need in your life. Yes, Jesus is still in that miracle working business. And I believe with all my heart, soul, and mind, if you just give me the opportunity this day to touch your life in your situation with the power of prayer. You have heard on this broadcast today people from all over the world bragging on nobody but God. You heard many testify how God healed them and gave them a miracle in their body. And you heard the entrepreneur testify how that God gave him that success business idea, and he's now an entrepreneur. How God blessed them with his own home. Yes, the blessings of the Lord truly make it rich, and he added no sorrow. Give me that opportunity to touch your life, your situation, your problem with the power of prayer. Call me at 318-754-0382. 318-754-0382. I am in the prayer chamber today, and I'm waiting on your call. And then the Bible says, well, the two agree on earth as touching anything that we ask the Father in Jesus' name, that it shall be done. Well, I believe the word of God. I live in the promises of God.